Hot topics, hot guests, and hot talk. This is the Ed Buggs Radio Show on 1300 WIBR. To be a part of the show, call now.
499-1300.
Look at this clock. We're back at 5:32. 32 minutes after 5 o'clock. Good to have you along here on 1300 WIBR, the Capitol's big talker. Don't forget, Monday, January 17th, the all-new Ed Buggs television show debuts on Cox Communications Cable Channel 4, 9 in the morning and 4 in the afternoons. We'll tell you more about it in the next coming weeks. A moment ago, we were talking about the relief efforts to tsunami victims. This is being recorded as perhaps one of the worst natural disasters in many, many, many years. We know already the earthquake itself was the worst to hit this country, to hit this planet in 40 years. In 40 years. And you know, whenever situations like this occur, prophetic theories about the end of the world are bound to raise their head. The discussion is bound to come up. Questions like why more people are talking about the end of the world, especially after such a horrible tidal wave. What is the impact of the tsunami on prophetic messages? Ronald Wineland, a former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God, and pastor and founder of the Church of God, PKG Books, The Prophesied End Time, is joining us now to talk about this. Pastor Wineland, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Does what happened and what is happening now in South Asia, does this somehow figure into biblical prophecy in your mind?
Absolutely. I do appreciate your introduction there as you were coming along and talking about some of that, how that people, frankly, this has happened all through time where people talk about certain disasters, it's at the end of the world and so forth, and primarily because there's so much said about it in the Bible. But it just happens that, just like with this book, The Prophesied End Time, that's why it was written, to tell people that within the next year, especially, events are going to begin happening on an escalating basis.
Within the next year?
Yes, within the next year, and that's with interviews I've already had. This book was just came out in June, and telling that events are going to happen within the year that are going to escalate, and then the 3 years that follow that, far, far greater events going to start happening, both in terrorism and natural disasters. And right here in the United States.
What, let me digress for a moment, for you know better than I that there is a passage in the Bible that no man knoweth the hour or the day.
That's correct. When they asked Jesus Christ about that, he told them that no one knows. He didn't even know. He said only the Father. Well, if you look at the seals of Revelation, it talks about there's only one who can open those seals. And that has to do with the end time, and that one is Jesus Christ. Well, at the end time, the time comes when God begins to give that to Jesus Christ and him to open those seals and end time events to begin. And quite candidly, we have had several seals already open, so it's not a mystery anymore as to the timing. People have wondered about throughout time.
Wait, all right. Your book, The Prophesied End Time, came out last summer, correct?
Correct.
When you first comprehended the magnitude of what has happened in South Asia, what did you think to yourself?
Well, it's a horrifying thing that's taking place, but it just happens that we are at the time of end-time events. This next year, we're going to see a lot more than this as things begin to happen. And that's what's unique about the book, is we're telling people this is that time. Other people discuss things that happen in the end time, say it's the end time when every kind of calamity, hurricane, earthquake has ever come along. But we're letting you know in the next year, and that's what the evidence of this being true is that these things are starting, and this is one of those events. And candidly, it's going to become a whole lot worse than that.
We had 4 hurricanes in Florida earlier this year. First time, that has happened in recent memory, and now we have the tsunami. Are these two somehow connected to the end of the world, in your opinion?
Only in the sense that these events are increasing, and they're going to increase dramatically over the following year and the 3 years that are behind that. it's going to grow much, much more, especially terrorism, because it's prophesied that terrorism is going to succeed here in the United States. And
help me understand where the Bible says that.
Well, this is going to be a long story. That's why it's in the book. It explains those things in detail. This is not a simple thing when you start talking about some of these matters, but certain countries are prophesied at the end time. It's just like for the past 50 years, people have been told that Europe is going to become the single greatest power at the end time. There are going to be 10 nations that come together, and we know they're going to come out of the European Union. 10 nations are going to come together, and there will be a third world war again. And it's going to be the last war. It's prophesied. There is a what is called a seventh resurrection of what's termed the Holy Roman Empire. And
you know what's interesting to me is, as a sidebar to this discussion, the dollar's value against the euro, it has continued to drop and drop and drop, and the dollar has never been lower against the euro.
Exactly, and that's a part of prophecy. That is an interesting point you brought up, because that is a part of it, because over the past 50 years, people have been pointed to Europe that they're going to have a single great government. They're going to have a government that comes together, becoming stronger. They have the map, if you will, now for this taking place, that when 10 nations do decide to do what they're going to accomplish at the end, they're going to come together swiftly, but they're already in place. The euro is already in place as their currency.
All right. If you just joined us, perhaps only now turning on the radio, Ronald Wineland is a special guest until the top of the hour. He's former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and author of The Prophesied End Times. I need 35 seconds, and John, we're bringing you on with Pastor Wineland.
WIBR, the Capitol's big talker.
KC, thanks. Now to the phones at 499-1300. John, thanks for the call here on the Ed Bugs Radio Show with Pastor Ron Wineland. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine,
hey,
glad
good
you called.
Christmas.
To you. Yeah, how was yours?
It was really nice.
Good.
I tell you, I promised you, screener, I'd be a nice guy, and I wouldn't go into my usual level of levity, but I'm having a hard time here. My first question, I guess, would be, why does the pastor think, why is he even picked to be the person to reveal this? Because I sure went to church this weekend, and my priest, who I think is a pretty good guy, he didn't say anything about this, and I would think if God's going to reveal himself to anybody, you know.
Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Thank you, John. Pastor, why not?
Well, I appreciate his comment, and I understand it. I candidly don't expect anyone to believe at this point in time. That's why the book was written, so that as these events become stronger and more powerful, that will be the evidence that this is true.
Let me make sure that we're clear here. As I appreciate it, you're saying that the tsunami, the four hurricanes, etc., are prophetic fulfillment, if you will, that we are nearing the end times. You're not saying the world is going to end in 4 years.
No. Yes. Well, let me back up a little bit. The four hurricanes have come and gone. Earthquakes have come and gone. Tsunamis have come and gone.
Yes.
But these events, and that's what I'm doing that's unique, that's different from what anybody else has done, is that I'm telling you these events are going to continue to escalate in magnitude and power. That's why they fit into a whole picture of something that's going to continue to grow over the following year. After that, there's a three-year period where they're going to increase, and they're going to begin happening more powerfully here in the United States.
And that three-year period is spelled out in the Bible, I'm asking.
Well, yes, there are things throughout Scripture that talk about things that lead into the last 3.5 years. There's a period of time known by most people as the Great Tribulation, the last 3.5 years. And it goes all the way up until the time that Jesus Christ comes back to this earth a second time. He was prophesied many times to come back a second time, and that's what he's getting ready to do. After 6,000 years of man being on the earth, man has come to the end of his own self-rule, and God's going to intervene.
All right, Robert, you're up next to Pastor Ron Wineland. Hey, Robert!
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, glad you called.
How was Christmas?
Pretty good.
Anyway, what I was going to talk to the pastor about was what a lot of people don't realize is that they say a particular event happens, like a hurricane of great magnitude.
Right.
And say, well, it hasn't happened in this strongest one in 50 years.
Right.
Well, if people stop and think about it, what's happening is these events are becoming closer and closer and closer. Mm-hmm. And instead of having one or two a year that happened 50 years ago, now all of a sudden we have four.
Yeah.
And next year we'll have eight. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have 16. And before you know it, all these things will get to a point of no return. financially, you won't even be able to keep up with rebuilding. And things will just continue to snowball. It's just like a snowball going down a mountain. And I can see exactly where it's coming from in regards to the events that are occurring.
Yes.
People stop and actually think about how the frequency is more important, I think, than the actual event itself.
All right, Robert, thank you. Pastor, you agree with Robert?
Exactly. That's exactly the point, is that they are getting more frequent. They're going to increase and escalate dramatically in magnitude. I mean, we're almost 80-some thousand, they just mentioned, that are dead over there. It's going to top 100,000 easily.
That's right.
This is small compared to what's prophesied that's getting ready to happen. That will get people's attention. God is going to get people's attention and begin to reveal himself to mankind in the most powerful way he's ever done in 6,000 years.
Michael's up next at 499-1300 with Pastor Ron Wineland, author of The Prophesied End Time. Michael, welcome. Your own bugs.
How are you doing, gentlemen?
Welcome. Glad you called.
I'm interested about this generation of calamities. Why this generation, not the multitude of generations before us where there have been calamities and great loss of life? And also, if a message from God is given to somebody, should that message then have to be sold on Amazon.com for us, the believers, to be able to receive?
All right, Michael.
Good point.
Is it that you alone have received it? I don't think so, is it?
Well, you'll find out in time, but my answer is absolutely yes. But let me back up a little bit here. This book is free, and you can go on our website or go to a Reader's Digest. We have a nationwide ad right now in there for a free book.
Well, you just pulled the plug out of it when you said it's free.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's offered free on our website. It's www.the-end.com. Exactly, and they can get a free book. We'll be glad to send it to them. We're trying to help people to understand what's taking place as it takes place. I don't expect them to believe it yet, but as these events continue, we're going to start believing some of these things.
Where am I going, Matt? Three. All right, thank you. Joe, you're up next for Pastor Ron Wineland. Hey, Joe.
Yes, I would like to say something. I'm going to say this. Tell Jeff Mike, it won't be on Amazon.com.
Yeah.
Because you have all of you said. I really believe that's the end of exactly going here on the kind of things that's occurring in the world. Even with great believers, they have nothing but destruction. They don't have time. You got all these people believing on them, and they can't name one this person these famous politicians are doing. They can't name one good thing that they're doing. They can't do that.
All right, Joe, thank you. Ray, you're up next with Pastor Ron Wineland. Hey, Joe.
Hey, it's Ray, Ed.
Ray, I'm sorry. Go ahead. My bad. Okay. It's right there in front of me. Hey, Ray.
That's okay, Ed. I'm trying to figure out, does this minister, is he a mid-tribulationist or a post-tribulationist?
Pastor?
Mid-tribulation or post-tribulationist? We're not to the Great Tribulation yet. It's coming, and it's coming fast, and that's what this book is about, so that you'll understand as events happen in the United States. We're talking about 2/3 of this United States being destroyed very early on. This is not a small thing we're talking about. Yes, 2/3 of the United States. That's why we're not going to be a superpower much longer, and Europe is going to arise to the occasion to fill a vacuum.
Well, my question is, when will the church be raptured out?
No, there won't be any rapture, sorry.
There's no rapture.
There is no rapture?
Nope, there's no rapture. Traditional Christianity, look at the world. There are thousands of different religions, hundreds of different religions. 6,000 years, man has had his own religions. When Jesus Christ came, he condemned every religion that existed at that time. People have gone off and called things of God, and they're not of God. And that's why at the end time, he's going to send individuals to tell the world what is true and what is right. And he's going to begin revealing himself in a very powerful way. And it's not going to be the way that traditional Christianity thinks that it is.
Ray, hold on. Hold on one quick second, because clearly you have a little more. And I'll bring you back with Pastor Ron Wineland in a moment. Robert and Anthony, your calls are coming as well. Ronald Wineland, former pastor of the Worldwide Church of God and pastor and founder of the Church of God, PKG's book, The Prophesied End Time, will continue.
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Reality radio, every day, on the Capitol's Big Talker.
1300 WIBR.
Biggest mistake we made today was not booking Pastor Ronald Wineland for an entire hour to talk about this. If you're just joining us, perhaps only now turning on the radio, this tsunami, death toll, the earthquake and the resulting tsunami, or tidal waves, the death toll is now crossing 80,000. Estimates now are that it will surpass, clearly surpass 100,000, and without, that's before we talk about what the World Health Organization is calling a looming health crisis. We're talking about it with Pastor Ronald Wineland, author of the Prophesized End Times, a controversial message about the end of days. We're talking with him at 499-1300. Ray, I'm going to give you the final word with Pastor Ron Wineland before we go to Robert and Anthony. Hey, Ray.
Hey, yes, thanks a lot.
Thank you for holding.
Yeah, this is the message of doom and gloom, and he and I aren't reading the same Revelation, because Revelation chapter 3 says, except there be a snatching away, a catching away, I serve a risen Savior who's coming for his church before the tribulation begins. And I just don't see much hope for being a Christian and a born-again believer if they've got to go through this tribulation period. Preacher, you need to read the whole book. And it's not difficult to predict times are going to get worse, because I already know that, and I haven't got a message from God, because the world is getting worse, because men love becoming lovers of themselves more than lovers of God.
All right, Ray, thank you. Pastor, I'll give you the final word on that one.
Oh, time is the only thing that can prove these things. There are so many different ideas and beliefs out here. Everybody can't be right. Obviously, him and I disagree. So is anybody right? Are we right? Is either one of us right?
Right.
Well, God will show that.
All right, Robert, you're up next with Pastor Ron Wineland. Hello, Robert.
Pastor Wineland, glad to talk to you. Bugs, appreciate the phone call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
I read a book back in 1975 called The Day the Dollar Died. I'm not sure if the pastor's aware of that book. But it was a shocker back in 1975. It was written in 77, dealing with the euro dollar and the collapse of the American economy. That's just a sidelight. The other thing is, I tend to agree with your host that there may not be a rapture, because I think a lot of Christians are only hanging on for the quick snatching away, and that they may not have the faith that it takes to live till the death, if that's what it takes. I really don't think that it matters one way or the other. Unfortunately, most of us are too hypocritical to live as we ought to live anyway.
All right, Robert, thank you. Anthony, I'm going to bring you in, and then, Pastor, I'll let you respond. Go ahead, Anthony. Welcome.
Thank you, Ed. I'm a pastor with the Worldwide Church of God.
Yes, sir.
And I just wanted to give you a very brief synopsis of where our denomination has come over the last few years. It was founded by Herbert W. Armstrong, who was a big proponent of prophecy.
Yes.
Back in 86, Herbert W. Armstrong died, but prior to that time, he wrote several books, one of which was called The United States and Britain in Prophecy. And in that book, he references most all of what Pastor Ron is referencing now, only he prophesied that the end time would come in 1972. That was an emphatic date, and it came and went, and it didn't happen. And unfortunately, a lot of people were hurt as a result of that, because they relied on that, very similar to others that might read Pastor Ron's book. And my concern is that for the fact that we have made those mistakes in our denomination, we renounce our prophetic view and
praise
Jesus Christ and crucified is the only way to salvation. It alarms me that there are people such as Pastor Ron who were once with us that are continuing to carry the message that Herbert Armstrong started, that is really tantamount to false prophecy.
All right, Anthony, thank you. I appreciate the call. Pastor Wineland?
Yes, your guest that just came on there. You know, he's a part of prophecy as well. What happened in the church is a part of prophecy. Part of prophecy said that at the end time there would be a great falling away, and a part of what he says is true, but it's not the whole story, and it's not completely true, and that's too bad. But anyway, they left what was given to them as true as far as the Sabbath, the holy days, and so forth was concerned, and that gets into some of the things that are in the book as well, but it's a part of prophecy being fulfilled at the end time. And again, God is the only one who's going to be able to make these things clear as to what is true. I do believe totally that Mr. Armstrong was the Elijah to come spoken of in Scripture. There was John the Baptist and then Mr. Armstrong. And the world didn't listen to what he had to say. He said the end was coming. We were at the end time. The world didn't pay attention. And now God's going to reveal that the end is here.
But he said 72, didn't this Herbert Armstrong? 1972.
There was a book written in 1975 in prophecy that looked forward to a potential time of something that could happen. He also warned way in advance in 1971, 1969, when I came into the church, that not to set dates and times specifically, that time could easily go on past those times, but at that time there, because of what was happening in Europe and how fast Europe was coming together, there were certain things that would tend to lead in that particular direction that it could happen as early as that, and certainly a book was written to talk about some of those things. But again, it's not the whole story.
Right, but you are setting a date, correct? You're saying it's after...
I'm saying we have arrived to the time he prophesied, the time he talked about, we are there. And only God is going to be able to reveal those things, that yes, indeed, we are there, and what was said all those years has come to pass. Everything about Europe has already happened. It's already there. It's already set and ready to take place.
Finally this. I got a minute and a half, and I got to get Paula in.
Sure.
Tell us one more time, for those who weren't with us from the bottom of the hour, what you are saying that we in the book, The Prophesied End Time, we should look for.
These same kind of events that are taking place in the Indian Ocean right now that took place over in those countries in Asia, these events are going to become stronger, more powerful, more closely together in that respect as far as their occurrence, and they're going to begin happening in the United States. We are going to have some nuclear weapons go off in major cities in the United States that is going to be a part of what Al-Qaeda has done. It's going to succeed. They're going to accomplish it. It's all a part of prophecy.
And you know this because...
Because it's been given to me by God.
Paula, I got 45 seconds. Welcome. Take them.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, well, I better close with how you're going to close tonight. If you believe that there is no God, if you live your life in that kind of way, you better be right.
All right.
I'm closing for you.
Paula, thank you. I appreciate your call. You can find out more by logging on to www.the-end.com, the-end.com. And the book, again, is entitled The Prophesied End Time. Pastor Wineland, where is this book available?
You can go to bookstores and pay for it, but why do that when you can go to the website and get it free? Also, if they don't have a computer, they can go out and get a Reader Digest. There's a full ad in there that will give the address. They can write for it and get it for free as well.
All right, Pastor Ronald Wineland, thank you, sir. I appreciate
you. Thank you.
You bet. Well, the prophesied...